How you going, Lee?
Very well, thank you, mate. Well, it's officially summer in Tasmania, and the long-term forecast is for a bit of a wet one. Getting a little bit warmer, though, around the place. We've seen temperatures in the last week or so nudged just in the early 20s.
It's nice, isn't it? But it's hard as it is to believe, we're finally going to have this conversation. We need to think about cooling the house down.
And on the northwest coast, we usually do not require air conditioning.
That's about right. The reliable sea breezes and opening windows is generally enough. As we move further inland, though, the temperatures can be a bit warmer. And sometimes having air conditioning can be a blessed relief. Two-storey houses. Now, this is a common one we sort of have with customers. The upper floor can have a tendency to get really hot as the heat rises from the first floor and collects with the heat that is already building up naturally in the upper floor space as well.
And upper stories can be warmer in winter, hard to take, unlivable during a hot summer.
They're not wrong. One technique is to just open all your upstairs windows and crack your lower story windows as much as you can. Or sometimes if you've got, you know, security doors with fly screens, just leave them open or leave them shut and leave your main doors open. And it's possible then to get the heat rising effect to draw a bit like a flue. And that'll discharge the hot air from the second story and draw cool air in from the bottom floor. This is what I do with my house. It works really well, except when it's humid and muggy, then there's no relief.
And what I can gather from push-button temperature control, regardless of the outside heat and humidity, there is air conditioning, Adrian.
That's right. So if you just want something that's reliable and just does exactly what you want it to do, there is air conditioning. Luckily for us, most houses we come across, they have heat pumps as their main heat source in the house for winter, which also do cooling in summer.
It is the best of both worlds.
That's right. But we often forget the duality of our heat pumps, and they rarely get turned on during summer. Another thing that is quite often forgotten, if you're on tariff 93 and you have a solar system on your roof, for the most part, you can cool your home for free during the day. At the moment, any excess power you are generating gets sold to the grid for 6.5 cents per kilowatt hour. While running your heat pump during the day, using that power changes the value of your solar power to around 15 cents, which is over double the value. Self-consumption of solar power is always more valuable than selling it to the grid.
Now, this could be quite handy as we tend to work during the day, as we leave our houses locked up with no one in them, and they can become uncomfortably hot by the time we arrive home late in the afternoon.
I think we've all done that, come home, open the front door and gone, oh, God, what's going on here?
Like we're into an oven.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Late in the afternoon, the best part of the solar generation day has passed us by. So if we do arrive home and we just try to use our heat pumps to cool the house down quickly, we tend to buy a bit of that power from the grid. But if you can use your solar during the day, keep your house cool, you can come home to a comfortable house. And it's a pretty smart way and costs next to nothing to do.
And you can also use that LG reverse cycle heat pump and using the ThinQ app, which gives you the ability to remotely turn the unit on while you're at work.
That's right. So, you know, you could be, geez, it's a hot day today. We'll have a look at your lounge room and go, oh, geez, it's 30 degrees in there. I'll go turn the reverse cycle air conditioning on. Come home to a nice, pleasant house. All the same thing. You might go, geez, it's going to be a nice day today. You leave the air conditioning on. But then during the day, a cold front moves in. You can say, well, I don't need that now. And you can turn it off remotely. Technology, if used correctly, can certainly help us get the most out of our products and generally makes our lives more comfortable. Now, one thing I've noticed late with new builds, this is a bit of an interesting story, is we now have to factor in cooling loads when designing air conditioning systems. This never used to be an issue, Lee. We used to just focus on heating loads, and if the house needed supplemental cooling during the summer, there was generally enough capacity to easily do both roles.
Mm.
What do you reckon's changed with house designs over the last few years, Lee?
Well, I suppose double glazed glass.
Yep, hit the nail on the head, and lots of it. So these high-end, high-spec new builds are demanding lots of glass. We're not talking normal windows. These are big glass fronts, generally facing north and west, and they're really changing the way we design heat and cooling loads. The common fallacy is double glazing turns away all the summer heat and keeps in the manufactured heat in winter. Fortunately, that's only partially true, and during summer we have so much heat hitting these windows, the double glazing is turning away a lot of it, but it still lets quite a bit through, which warms the space up. But then the double glazing sort of works the other way as well. It doesn't let that heat escape. It just builds up and up and up, and the air conditioning, if undersized, cannot keep up with a house, literally, you know, turning into a glass hothouse.
Yeah, great for tomatoes.
That's right, but not so great for bipedal monkeys with attitude.
That is for sure. Now, you were telling me, Adrian, off air, that you recently called to a house to diagnose a situation.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, I had to try and find a solution for this problem. Now, this was a flash pad, Lee. It was around a $1.5 million build, a very beautiful house. Lots and lots of double glazed glass on the north and west of the house. Superbly insulated for winter, and whoever designed the ducted system was obviously only calculated for winter, and they'd sized it with a 17 kilowatt ducted system, which was the right sizing for winter. And the owner reported the house was lovely during winter. The problem was, mate, all the glass. My cooling calculations come in at 25 kilowatts for cooling. So this meant during summer, the house could not be cooled any lower than 28 degrees Celsius because they were 8 kilowatts of capacity short to temperature control the space properly. And look, on a nice summer day, they couldn't even keep chocolate in their pantry. Basically, everything lived in the fridge or it went off or melted. As with a lot of high-end homes, it had a flat roof, and to change the ducted system out to the correct size one would require most of the roof coming off. Plus, the outdoor unit had been run through landscape, a section of garden would require concrete cutting and significant groundworks to fix the issue. It was going to cost a bomb.
Yeah, what I can gather just shows how important design is for both winter and summer, especially with changes in modern home architecture, where there is quite a large demand for much more glass and the requirement for more efficient insulation practices.
That's right. All the glass means the heat can come in. All the insulation means it can't escape. So therefore, you really do need some sort of air conditioning to be able to temperature control it. So unless you're a tomato or like running chocolate, make sure you engage the correct designers for heating and cooling your new build projects.
DMS Energy, your expert designers for all things energy related.
That's correct, mate. We specialise in Actron ducted systems, a top-of-the-range Australian-made temperature control product. We are also LG dealers for LG's reverse cycle heating products or heating and cooling products on the northwest coast. LG is the winner of multiple choice magazine awards for energy efficiency for these products. Lastly, if you do want a push button or automated temperature control system for your home, you know, we can certainly provide that, but we can also provide the best solar equipment available in Tasmania to energise these devices from the sun. So not only can we make it comfortable, it won't cost you much to do so.
And where do we find you at DMS Energy?
56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, or give us a bell on 1300 502 599. Or alternatively, you can find us on the website, which is all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or find us on Facebook.
And you do travel right across the northwest, including those in Circular Head. Adrian Luke from DMS Energy with more power savers. Enjoy your day and your week, and we'll talk some more again next Monday morning, a little after 8:30.
Thanks.